Okay, classical music fans, you know the names Mendelssohn and Schumann, right? Chances are Felix and Robert leap to mind, but Felix's sister Fanny was also a composer. And so was Robert Schumann's wife, Clara. Those are just two composers featured in Anna Beer's new book. It's called Sounds and Sweet Airs, The Forgotten Women of Classical Music. Anna Beer joins us from the studios of the BBC in Oxford, England. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Let's listen to some music by one female composer that you've written about in this book. This is from a Venetian woman from the Baroque era, a composer by the name of Barbara Strozzi. Let's listen to this.
Che si può fare? Che si può fare? Le stelle rubelle non hanno pietà, pietà, non hanno pietà.
Tell us about this woman. Who was Barbara Strozzi?
Barbara Strozzi is a woman of mystery in many ways, and certainly her parentage is, but she was taken up by the man whose name she took, brought up as a singer and as a performer amongst men, performing erotic songs for men.
Erotic songs for men?
Erotic song for men, yes. That's how she kind of cut her teeth as a composer. And her father figure used her in various interesting ways. I mean, yes, he created a platform for her, but he also prostituted her to his most important musical patron. So it was very much a Venetian world where the courtesan, as we know in Venice, she was professional in so many ways, but one of her skills was to provide music as well as sex. What's astonishing is that she published her work under her own name. She has more music in print than any other composer, male or female, in that Baroque era in the 17th century. I like to think that it was kind of her way to bypass the prince's bedroom or the nobleman's bedroom or even just the impresario's bedroom to leave a legacy, because this is always the challenge for women. They might be stupendously successful in their time, but how do generations after hear their music?
Earlier we heard just a taste of music from Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. This was Felix's older sister.
Yes.
Let's hear more of her music. This is an excerpt from a piano piece that she wrote called Das Jahr.
She grew up very, very close with Felix, her little brother, Felix Mendelssohn, and they were both seen as geniuses in many ways. They both had the same education until an utterly crushing moment. I can only imagine it haunted her throughout the rest of her life when she was 14 and her father came back from a business trip with gifts for the two children, Fanny, 14, Felix, 10. Felix got a notebook and pen to write his first opera, as you do when you're 10, if you're Felix Mendelssohn. Fanny, who was already writing the most complex, advanced compositions you can possibly imagine, was given a set of jewels and told that her life, music could be an ornament like the jewels, but it would be an ornament to her life in the home as a wife and mother. And that perhaps the most painful part of Fanny Hensel's life is that she did marry a wonderful man who supported her enormously, an artist, Wilhelm Hensel. But she tried so hard to be that perfect wife and mother. She embraced it. Her diaries are full of joyous little domestic details. But she kept composing.
One last composer. Her name is Lily Boulanger. She was a French composer. Let's listen to a little bit of her music.
Thank you.
So this woman, too, was someone who came from a musical family, elite musical stock, so to speak.
Yes, and even more of a musical world. I mean, Gabrielle Fauré was a neighbor, the professor of composition, lived in the flat above. It was the perfect place for a composer to flourish. But Lily is so interesting because her big sister, who is often much more well-known, Nadia Boulanger, succeeded at every possible level, but didn't win the top prize. She couldn't break through that glass ceiling. Lily watched, and you can almost see the cogs working. She thought, Nadia has tried to do this like a man. Lily presented herself as a femme fragile, a fragile woman, a girl. She was not a threat to the establishment. She always dressed in virginal white. She won the award that eluded her sister. When she was interviewed about her prize-winning piece, she was the first woman to win the Prix de Rome, highest musical honour. She's interviewed with her mother, of course, even though she's a grown woman. And she's asked, how did you come up with the piece? And she says, I dreamed it, didn't I, mother? And the mother says, what? She said, well, that I was a little child, was teaching my little doll to play the piano. You see, said her mother, smiling, she is still only a child. So
she knew how to play the game.
She knew how to play the game. The tragedy is that she was seriously ill for much of her short life. And so this femme fragile was very close to the bone. A question that's haunted me writing about these women is that clearly each and every one of them had to come up with a strategy to beat the sexism of their time and to pretend to be a child woman. When actually you're an assiduous professional, is one strategy. But how well does it serve the women coming after you?
What is the situation for women composers today?
I think it's still very difficult. It breaks my heart every time I read Clara Schumann writing in the 19th century saying, I can't be a composer. There haven't been any female composers. Why do I even try? And you know, of course there are. There's 300, 400, 500 years of women writing before you, Clara. You can do it. And if there's one thing I learned from women I wrote about, boy, the professionalism, the determination, the sheer skill. Let's pay homage to that in the past and indeed in the present.
The book is called Sounds and Sweet Airs. It's written by Anna Beer. She joined us from the studios of the BBC in Oxford, England. Anna, thanks so much for talking with us about this.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.